In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and Shamali, just welcome back to the Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for Wednesday, October 13th.
And we haven't done one of these in how long?
21.
Can you shut up? He's trying to do the intro.
It's been a while. I don't remember the last time. I know the last one was number 100, and then we did a special.
We did a 2-hour special for that podcast.
And then we did another one for 101. So 102 is returning back to the format. Podcasts are no longer going to be weekly. Specifically for the fact that we've got so many other projects on the table, but they'll crop up here and there, so don't concern yourself. Just continue to follow, support us, and if you want to see another podcast, it'll pop up magically.
Am I allowed to mention that you're working on the new mask?
I wouldn't mention it too much about it. It's going to be a surprise.
So, well, that's all you're getting then, guys.
There is a new mask. For what character? Who knows?
It's Ray.
It's Ray. We gotta hide his identity. I don't know. The cops are after him.
That's true.
I mean, you gotta look at this man. This man sold an $84,000 artwork piece that was just two blank canvases.
I heard about this shit.
Ray, why would you do that to me?
Why would you do that to a person?
I need money.
For $84,000, an artist returned two blank canvases titled Take the Money and Run.
That's art. That is art. Think about it. Think about it. You're trying to send a message. Take the money and run.
That's so what this guy did.
If there's nothing on the canvas, fine. It's not about the canvas. It's about the concept of you just take the money and run.
This dude did take the money and he did run.
That's old, art right there.
What old rock song did that lyric come from, Ray? You'd probably know
take
that.
Take the money and run.
No, it was like
I don't know.
It wasn't the Eagles or...
I fought the law and the law won.
That's the Clash. I think it's from that one.
That's the Clash.
You sure?
Yes. I think it was earlier than that, too, because somebody before the class did it.
The money was supposed to be used to create modern art, and it was, but not in the way the Danish Museum expected when it gave an artist the equivalent of $84,000, and in return it received two blank canvases. So basically, the guy paid for two pieces of artwork.
No. He painted snow.
All you gotta do is put in what you do is you take a black Sharpie, you put in a dot, and you say it's a polar bear in a snowstorm.
But I'm not sure. Why is that funny? I mean, there's a message behind that.
Yeah, he literally took the money.
That's exactly art.
There's some asshole out there that's got $80,000 for giving two blank canvases, right?
They're literally just paying for the title. Of the artwork.
That's exactly. Well, it's not just the title, it's the concept too.
But no, it can't be the concept, because if it is, then reproductions are being sold everywhere. You buy a blank canvas as a reproduction.
Oh shit.
The original.
it's not a reproduction. So is his artwork a reproduction?
Did somebody do it before him? Because
they sell his blank canvases in stores.
No, but not. Get the concept of take the money and run.
I'm just going to listen to you.
Watch. Ray, what the fuck do you think Walmart's concept is?
We all know what Walmart's concept is.
I got them there. I needed one.
But where do you see in Walmart a canvas with the words "Take the money and run"? Yeah, one canvas here.
Believe it or not, in your music store in Silva, there was an art piece in there that had that quote on it. So that I believe.
Oh, I believe when I see it. But think about it. You have one canvas here that's white. Next to it, one canvas that's white. The first one's "Take the money." The next one, "and run." Mm-hmm.
The artist, Jens Hunnens, says the blank canvases make up a new work of art titled "Take the Money and Run" that he calls a commentary on poor wages. Well, he ain't poor now, so that's not really a
commentary. Yeah, he just got an 84 grand payday.
Exactly. It's like, I'm commentating on poor wages. No, you're commentating that anybody in their right mind could do this. A homeless person could find a damn pizza box in a garbage can, put like a drop on it, and say, you know, this is a piece of art.
This is about like as if
what's done from an artistic perspective.
It can be. If you take the cheese that's crusted on the box and you draw something with your fingers, technically,
take a photo
by
of it, you
definition,
can do that.
That's art.
That is art.
By definition, yes.
But who's going to buy a homeless person's pizza box?
Somebody that wants
You'd
to.
You'd be surprised.
The next homeless person next to him that got the dollar from the dude. This is, he's licking the
This is kind of makes me think of if I was to build a wrestling belt, put some amazing detail in it, nobody buys it, somebody goes to Walmart and buys a toy replica belt and then sells it for $6,000.
Have you ever heard of a concept called Eye of the Beholder?
I know that's
you're one to use
D&D
that
thing.
Phrase.
Well, what it really means
art
is some stuff is subjective. It's not objective. Art is subjective. It's based on your own
It's
perception.
A blank canvas, right?
Still,
if we go into that equivalent detail, everything and anything can be turned to art.
That's correct.
Technically, my Energy Warrior mask considers a hand painted that. That's art.
Art. If I did this, drew a line, and called that art...
You're,
by definition, it is
You're making
art.
A distinction between what could be classified as good versus bad art, but art is art.
This is the only reason Matt wanted Ray in the podcast to say those two could argue on a video again.
It's a breach of contract, and breach of contract is part of the work. That's what I'm saying. If he wanted a specific painting, because the person that's paying the money is looking for a specific product, this in the form is the dude being screwed.
The only thing is, if somebody actually came in and saw that, say it was in a museum, they probably would not understand the concept behind it unless it was printed out or shown somehow.
All right, Ray, you take your car and you want to get graffiti put on it, okay?
Okay.
For some odd reason. I don't know why.
You get a hair up your ass and you're thinking it's a good idea.
People do that. People pay people to put
stuff on. I know. I've seen Pimp My Ride.
So anyways, he wants the person to put some, he wants his car to be artistic. He wants it to look awesome. The guy takes your car, brings it back, and the only thing that he did was draw a line down the center. Wouldn't you feel shafted that you just paid the man 84 grand for a line down the center?
I probably would.
All right, then.
But some people won't because that's a common decal. Showing,
I think the vast majority of people would.
Have you ever seen cars with the two lines down the center? It makes
those
like
are called racing stripes to make them
exactly.
Look like they're going
and
fast.
So and any person who pays 84 grand for a damn racing stripe needs to be slapped in the back of the head. Hard.
You'll be surprised if some people pay for it.
Anybody that tries to charge 84 grand to paint racing stripes on their car needs to get kicked in the balls.
The work is that I have taken their money, which is true. That's what he did. The Museum of Modern Art in Aalborg isn't satisfied with the explanation, but that hasn't stopped him from displaying it. Well, there's the problem right there. That's a humongous flaw, is the fact that they actually displayed the art.
Why is that a flaw?
Because if you're fighting against something for $84,000, you can't use it.
Why can't you?
Hmm? That's like the equivalent of, okay, you bought this Gatorade, right?
Yeah.
You take a sip of it, and you go, God, it's nasty, I want a refund. But then you continuously drink all of it.
Okay, but you've already opened the bottle, you've already done stuff to it. Art can't be treated like that. Art is display.
Yeah, but you won't display it if you're trying to get your money back for it. Obviously, you're getting your money's worth on the display.
That's what we think. Maybe that's not how well people think.
No. But, I mean, apparently it worked itself out, so...
We lost a person. You got to wait, folks.
Hannah took the money as part of the agreement, which the Kunstin, which says it loaned Hannah more than half a million kroner. What's a kroner?
Which, spell it.
K-R-O-N-E-R. It's some kind of money.
Maybe Danish? I don't know.
Annual income in Denmark.
Yep.
So, it's Denmark. Earthbrew had two campuses, one larger than the other, illustrated the gap in the average annual income. So this guy does this for a living. He said he previously did the same thing with just using two canvases. One was larger than the other, illustrating the gap of the average annual income.
I could see that being sort of representative.
All this dude is doing is just buying a bunch of blank canvases and selling them back to people for a fortune. That's a scam.
And then yelling about problems with income. Yeah, that is kind of...
That's a literal scam. That's all this man is doing is buying blank canvases and
stuff. Dear God, I step out for a minute to check, because my wife called to check on us, and you guys are still griping about this crap?
This guy also basically bought...
That's what podcasts are about.
Another museum, he bought two canvases, one bigger, one smaller, and sold them blank canvases, too.
So now they are being reproduced.
Demonstrating the gap of income.
What douchebag thought it was a bright idea to buy a blank canvas for $84,000?
Well, I can say this much. I'm not going to do it.
No. I hope not. I encourage other people
even if I had 85,000
conditions for me to do the same. So basically, this is a hard-working artist, and all he's doing is buying these blank canvases and selling them back.
I don't know if I'd use the term hard-working. I don't even think...
Well, hell, that's an easy way for us to get $84,000. Let's go to Michael's Craft Shop. Spend about $40 on some blank canvases. You're going to paint a dot on them and try to sell them for $12,000 a piece.
I can tell you this much. If this guy keeps this up, eventually he's going to go missing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to go missing at some point.
He'll eventually have to even join the search party to find himself.
He'll include himself in the Trump family of Australia.
I think I know where this is going. I think I heard about this.
Missing Turkish man joins search party to try to find himself.
Okay, I know. I kind of know about this. My wife was reading the news on her phone yesterday, and this actually popped up. She says, what?
Why is that even news?
Because he was missing, and he joined his own search party to find himself.
Is he, like, delusional?
I don't know. We did that joke one time. Ray was like, I'm going to go find myself. I'm like, do you think he means figuratively or literally?
We don't know. We never know.
I think there is a delusion, psychological delusion, where that could be a...
Possibly. A Turkish man who got drunk. Well, there's your psychological dude.
He got drunk.
I was expecting this to happen in Florida, but this happened in the country of Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Or Texas.
Maybe he was looking for Turkey. I don't know. Wandered in the forest later, unknowingly joined the search party to find himself, according to bizarre local reports. Behan Mitlu, 50, who is in northwest Bursa province, which reported missing Tuesday after he wandered away from his friends. He's like a dog.
Ray wandered off once. It took us about a week to find him again.
That was a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monster. He's looking in the woods and he finds him and doesn't have his mask on. Turns around. Oh, God. Search operation was formed to find Mutlu. Joined.
Don't even attempt to pronounce it.
We'll call him Mutt.
Let's just say Mutt.
Dog.
I mean,
we joined the group
it.
Of volunteers, not realizing that he was the person that they were searching for. Hey, you guys searching for? I don't know, some guy named Mutt. I know that guy.
Really?
Wait, that's me.
That's me. I wonder how long it went from not a clue to gets it before they realized that was him.
At some point, volunteers began shouting his name. Mutlu became confused and asked who they were looking for. I'm here, he reportedly told them. Police realized the man they were searching for had joined them. He gave him a ride home. Only when they started shouting his name, he was like kind of confused about it. He's like,
wait, there's some guy named Dylan as well out here. Mm-hmm. Dylan. Yo, Dylan!
Yo.
What? No, this guy's got a deep voice like, yo.
Okay, so one of our names is pretty common, so I think it would be understandable if we're just, like, genuinely confused. I always...
You and mine are common. Mm-hmm. Matt and Ray. Dylan?
Dylan is a common
Dylan's
name.
Dylan's common, but not Dillion.
This spelling is incorrect.
Y'all can... I'm going to pick on you. When my mom had me, she, you know, had the epidural, and, you know, you're pretty lucid when that comes up. And she says, spell his name like with a D, but with Lillian. So that's how they got my Dillion. The spelling of my name of Dylan, but it looks like Dillion.
There Thanks, are Mom. People out there that have that spelling. It's just not as common.
I've seen Dylan spelled D-I-L-L-O-N, D-Y-L-A-N, D-I-L-L-I-A-N, D-I-L-L-A-N. Mm-hmm. So
it has many different spellings.
Yep. It's one of those weird names.
Mm-hmm. Matt, you can either spell it with one T or two T.
No, Ray. You don't spell Matt with one T because I've never seen it spelled with one T.
Floor mat.
Okay, but that's
the name. That's Although an we item, could use not you a person.
Matt Pat. Matt Pat spells it with one T.
Who?
Matt Pat. His real name is Matt, and he spells it with one T.
Now, that's kind of weird then, but yeah, who knows?
People that have it. Ray, you can't. The only way you can spell his is R-A-Y or R-E-Y.
No, you could say R-A-E.
R-H-E-A-Y.
R-A-E.
R-E-A-Y.
No, R-A-E would be Ray.
R-E-A, okay.
No, R-A-E. Not R-E-A, that'd be Rhea.
Yeah.
R-A-E.
We're going to start calling him Reese Cup. Reese Cup.
What was it, Butterfingers?
How about Reggae?
Peanut Butter Balls, that's what it was.
I dare you to go next time we go see Butterbean to call him that.
When's the last time you've been to Mountain Perks?
Not recently, why?
Remember they called you Peanut Butter Ball. Or
that's because we all had that peanut. Me and my father would order that peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. If you get to where you're a regular in there, they'll be like, hey, Peanut Butter Ball.
How about Reggae? Reggae sounds cool, right?
Reggae is that music, ain't it?
Yeah.
It's
done by Bob Marley.
No, reggae is a common form of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob Marley was one of the originators.
Yeah, that's the only one I know from him.
You know UB40, right? How about Bobby McFerrin?
Wait, I want to put up the point here. You know that movie Cool Runnings?
Yes, and that's the greatest bobsledding team, and don't you dare diss that movie.
No, I'm not going to diss the movie.
Good.
I'm just saying that they literally have a character who's a Rastafarian in it. Admittedly a Rastafarian.
You know, I think Billy Ocean's a Rastafarian now. I think, I don't know.
Commonly smokes weed. So Disney promoted smoking weed back in that day.
Thanks, Disney. Mm. Did you actually, that doesn't surprise me because at one time the Insane Clown Posse was on Disney Records. No shit.
Look, I remember that.
You go.
You do realize that before the 1930s when Reefer Madness came out, before those eras, weed was a common thing.
Yeah.
Everybody smoked it, even in the United States. I mean, flags were made out of it.
Yeah, but Cool Runnings came out in the 80s.
Hemp, yep.
Yeah, Cool Runnings came out in the 80s, though.
Yeah.
Late 80s, I think.
If I'm not mistaken, I think, actually...
We'll find out here.
If it wasn't for that Reefer Madness in that era, when they made it illegal, people would be smoking it today like nothing. It wouldn't even be a good thing.
We did the review. I wish I could find that review of Reefer Madness. The guy's like, he's puffing in the closet, just like... And then I found the review of Sex Madness, which will be returned in soon.
All right. Cool Runnings come out in 1993.
93, okay, so it's later.
It's a sports comedy, and the legendary John Candy is the star of the film.
Which, a lot of the stuff in that movie is completely incorrect, because that's the way Disney rolls. Like, Jamaican
bobsled. That was a Disney film, yeah.
Jamaican bobsled team did actually not qualify for the Olympics. Unlike the video movie shows, there was no big round of applause at the end. None of that actually happened. They did that for entertainment purposes and stuff like that. It's kind of like the equivalent of Patch Adams, how they changed that one around for...
Yeah, Patch Adams is a wonderful film, but they didn't follow it. They loosely followed the thing that played out. If I'm not mistaken, the person that Robin Williams played was in love with another man.
I think so, yeah.
Something like that?
Or no, the love interest never existed. It was just his best friend, but they gave him a love interest, so he never actually had a love interest.
It was something like that, but then they made it to where it played out differently in the film.
Mm-hmm. What are some other ones that they've done that's just, like, messed up? There's been a bunch of them, man. The Jonah movie. The Jonah and the Whale movie.
Ugh.
That. I'm not a big biblical person, but the fact of the matter is it did not follow anything like the Noah movie. You know, they don't follow the story arc. They just twist it for their own entertainment and stuff like that.
A lot of people are doing that nowadays. Mm-hmm. For instance, Jonah and the Whale, you know, depending on what you believe, played out the way it played out in the Bible.
Gets swallowed by a whale and spits him out.
Yeah, that's pretty much the logistics of the story.
Including a Cape Cod diver who was just swallowed and spit out by a humpback whale.
I've read about this, too, already.
A humpback whale.
A humpback whale.
I don't think they have teeth.
So this is the modern day Jonah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about getting like
30 or 40 seconds. That's an average time for a girl to swallow. No.
Well,
there it is.
There's our bad joke of the day. Let's race that something else.
Michael Packard struggled. Hey, I want to point out, this review actually has somewhat of an average normal name. Michael Packard. I can pronounce it.
Let's just keep it to Mike.
Mike.
Mike Schatowski.
Mike Wazowski. And struggled to escape the whale's mouth and wondered if he would be swallowed whole. At least it wasn't a sperm whale.
Well, a humpback whale's big enough for it to swallow.
You're talking about
if a sperm whale swallows.
I think humpbacks are bigger.
I don't know. I don't know, Ray. I didn't look down there. In this story...
Their body or their junk?
Their body.
What is the size of a whale?
You don't want to know.
Dylan's going
bigger than you can even imagine.
Honey, why do we have whale penis in your search history? Don't ask.
I bet a whale penis is about as big as a...
What kind of whale is this?
As big as a human.
It's a humpback whale.
He's looking it up, too. How big is a whale
I don't know
penis?
Why I'm doing this, but, you know, Google says they have the answer to everything.
We're about to find out soon enough, I suppose. In this story, a man was swallowed by a whale. And no, it didn't take place in the pages of the Old Testament. A man named Jonah happened to be a lobster diver named Michael Packard off the coast of Provincetown, Massachusetts. Packard had set off early to the morning of Friday, June 11th, to the dive for lobsters.
Good Lord!
All right, let's see this hung up. 10 feet! 10 feet!
That's bigger than a human!
Yeah.
No shit.
That's like the length of your dad's car, Matt.
That's bigger than Ron Jeremy's.
Or your car.
That's bigger than 10 Ron Jeremy's. Ron Jeremy's going to...
Y'all want to know about the blue whale now?
How about the sperm whale?
All right, fine. I'll do the sperm whale.
Oh, man. So, Josiah Mayo is his fishing partner after disappointment first haul catching.
It's about 3 feet longer.
Oh, well.
It's 13 feet.
You gotta have more.
And it weighs nearly 800 pounds.
What if that thing hits you in the head?
You would die. You would die, Matt.
Mm. At this point in first haul, Packard dove down under the water to try again just before 8 a.m., but it scored the sandy bottoms of Heron Beach Cove. Something suddenly struck him from behind. It was probably the dick.
I'm thinking 13 feet long, 10 feet long, 700 to 800 pounds. Yeah, you're going to get killed.
All of a sudden, I felt this huge shove. And the next thing I knew, it went completely black.
It might be an awesome experience to tell your friends. I've almost got eaten by a whale.
His friends sees that the air bubbles disappeared, but he couldn't possibly guess what happened to his partner. A humpback whale accidentally swallowed him in one gulp. Everything went dark. I was like, oh, God, did I just get eaten by or bit by a shark? Then he realized, no, he wasn't in pain.
Yeah.
I'm in a whale's mouth. The realization that you're in the whale's mouth, like... Oh.
That was your thought, huh?
Wait a minute, you look back and go, Pinocchio!
What?
Geppetto, you didn't hear?
No. No, we're not.
Questions raced through his head. He was still breathing apparatus on. He stuck the whale's mouth until he ran out of air. What could happen to his wife and teenage child? I'm going to die is his first thought. it's more like I'm going to be swallowed, digested, and then die.
Shit out.
And then I'll become...
I went through the entire whale's body system.
Okay, you having fun?
Yeah.
Now we got a new name for him. They'll be calling him Moby Dick.
Damn it, Ray.
You hear the whale start to shake his head, and he swimmed out, and he was free.
No, they're going to call him Moby Dickhead.
So apparently we all realize now that whales spit.
All right, then.
Cool. I didn't know that.
We also learned that a humpback whale has a 10-foot, 700-pound penis, and a sperm whale has an 800-pound, 13-foot-long penis.
I don't think many people knew that. Now they do.
Season in the Serengeti.
There's your two Google facts of the day, apparently.
Did you know that a polar bear has a brittle penis that can easily snap like a twig?
That sucks.
It does suck. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's so cold where they are.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding. It can snap like a damn twig. Just imagine you're going, yeah, to a polar bear. I was like, ah!
But there's body heat from the actual animal.
Hang on.
What you're saying is it de-thaws. It's like a toaster oven in there.
How else does a polar bear survive in such frigid water? They have to have body heat. I mean, they've got to mate, but aren't polar bears going extinct?
Kinda, sort of.
Kinda.
Well, they're not fully extinct, but they're dwindling.
Well, I mean, okay, so a polar bear's dick's about 7.5 inches in length.
So they're average.
Ron Jeremy kind of average, maybe.
Ron Jeremy's not average, sir. He's going to break out of jail, and he's going to use it to do
it. Is he in jail?
Yeah.
He's in prison, actually.
What'd he do?
For life. Had sex with a bunch of women that
we
didn't
want. We did a podcast on it.
Yeah. I'm like, I still can't figure out to this day, a man that does porn, has sex for a living, can't get enough sex, so he has to go around and having sex with women that aren't asking.
That's rape.
That is rape. That's by definition, that is.
All right.
It doesn't surprise me.
That surprises me. Dude literally gets paid to do it.
He's a sexaholic.
Well, yeah, so is Russell Brand. Not anymore, though. I think he's cured. I don't know how.
I didn't know he was a sexaholic.
What, Russell Brand?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That thing will fuck anything with a pair of legs.
He even admits it. He was like, it's like, when you're desperate for sex, and you see the cat running across the floor, and you're just like, I could fuck that. That's a problem, and you need to go get help. Like, listen, no shit, Russell.
I listen to his channel almost every time he got a video uploaded.
As far as I know, Ron Jeremy's in prison right now, because there ain't nothing new coming up on
it. May he stay there for the rest of his life. Imagine you're in the, man, and he's just, like, jerking in. He's just having to go like this. And it falls off the side of the bed and touches your forehead.
How old is he now? Isn't he old?
Ron Jeremy, hell yeah.
He's, actually, damn it.
All right, before we look.
I'm going to look. You two can...
No. Before we look, let's take guesses. I'm going with 63. How old is Ron Jeremy?
68.
I'm thinking about 70.
All right, so I got 63, 68, and 70. This will be the final part of the podcast.
Oh, he's 68.
He's born in... Damn.
Ray got it.
He's born in 1979.
I did not know that, folks.
That's not right.
I did not know that. Oh, is that not right?
No. Motherfucker. Let's just go to Wikipedia. He's born March 12th, 1953.
So he's older than that.
He's 68. Yeah, I just read it wrong.
Okay, so they got the birthday wrong, but the age is right. So Ray's still right.
You can't always trust Wikipedia either.
Wikipedia?
I'm going by Google first, but...
Google's you can't always trust Google either.
Google got the wrong birthday. They can suck wrong.
Anybody can change Wikipedia.
He is featured in over 1,700 films since 1979. That's what I read wrong.
I know.
One of them being China.
I've seen him in a lot of B-movies.
I have. I bet you would.
I bet you have, Ray. I bet you have.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.